Teddy, this is Jason.
Hey.
Nice to meet you, sir. Nice to meet you. We're with WTOP here in Washington, D.C. It's an all-news station. So why was it important for you to come out here tonight? This is not your first time, right? You've been out here before.
Well, I came here last year, and I realized that a lot of the writers and a lot of the producers don't get what they deserve. There's no doubt about it. And that there's a lot of greedy hands in the pie. And a lot of these musicians, like myself, are family people right now, and a lot of people have been in business a long time. And we just want a fair shake. You produce something, you want to get paid for it, you know? You sing on something, you want to get paid for it, whether it be on the radio, on a record, or something techie, you know, you just want to get paid for it.
Yeah. And you've been...
I'm still getting paid. I'm trying to get paid for Guitar Heroes from 10 years ago. And Grand Theft Auto, they haven't paid me for that either. What do you want me
which
to do?
Which song's on which one, is it?
Grand Theft Auto was Two Tickets
to Paradise. Two Tickets to Paradise?
And Guitar Hero had everything from Shaken to Take Me Home Tonight, a lot of stuff. You know?
Baby Hold On to Me?
Baby Hold On was, I don't know.
Not on?
Baby Hold On was done by Cher, and actually David Grohl does it with the Foo Fighters.
Oh, yeah.
One of his favorite songs.
Well, you know.
He does a horrible job on it, too, I might add.
Oh. he's a DC guy. So
I'm only kidding you, Dave.
You heard it. Eddie Money talking smack to Dave Grohl. No. Come defend yourself next year. No.
I'm only kidding. I heard Dave's version on it. He's great. He's a big fan. I met him on the plane. He's great. Yeah. Great, really a great guy. Great drummer, great guitar player, great group.
Well, he's, you know, sort of in that line. He covered your song. One of your songs is a Ronette sample, though, right?
Actually, Be My Little Baby, written by Phil Spector and Ronnie. Ronnie's a very good friend of mine. Yeah. Ronnie Spector.
It's probably the most famous little sample snippet song. You made it your own.
Be My Little Baby was such a fantastic song, and Take Me Home Tonight. I think that song was very successful because it's got two choruses, Take Me Home Tonight and then Ronnie singing Be My Little Baby, and she was amazing in the video.
Yeah, that song takes me right back to the opening of Mean Streets. Mary Scorsese used that in the video. Where were you? Did you write Two Tickets to Paradise?
Yes, I did.
Yeah? What was the backstory of that? Where were you when you wrote it?
I actually was going with a girl that was at Alpha Phi. She was at a sorority when I was going to UC Berkeley. And I had no money to take her anywhere, and her mother would take her to Hawaii and the Caribbean and stuff like that. And I wrote Two Tickets to Paradise about putting her on a Greyhound bus and looking at the redwoods up in Northern California.
Oh, nice.
It's not the state, it's the state of mind.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good point. Well, welcome to D.C., which isn't a state, but it is a state of mind.
We love D.C. It's great.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, like, just finally, how was it cool to... Are you a Zac Brown fan? Or are you?
I think Zac Brown's great. They've got a great band, too. I like the singer. He's very good.
Talk about... Because you sort of the rock and a little, you know, hit the pop charts, too.
But I'm actually from Oakland, California. Yeah. Both my guitar players. I just play with John Lee Hooker. I'm basically a blues singer.
You can do blues, yeah.
A little crybaby, you know.
You got the blue crybaby.
Wow, baby, hold on.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about why Zac Brown's music's magic, man. It hits some of those same
blues
ideas.
Well, because it's got a country twang to it. It covers all the bases. It's got the rock guitar. It's got the big kick drum. Yeah. And it's got the good vocals.
Yeah, all right. Well, enjoy tonight, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.